summary of key points in Part 1. There is no objective reality independent of an observer. We live in a participatory universe. The observer affects what is observed by the mere act of observing. Quantum entities exist in a multiplicity of simultaneous potential states, called a superposition, hovering in an abstract realm between existence and non-existence prior to being observed. The act of observation is the very act which turns the potentiality of the quantum world into the actuality of the seemingly ordinary world. Our act of observation not only changes the present state of the universe, it reaches backwards in time and changes what we can say about the past. The questions we ask make a difference. The laws of physics are not written in stone, but are mutable. The universe is a seamless, undivided, and interconnected whole. An expression of this wholeness is that each part of the universe is in communication with every other part in an immediate and unmediated way. Quantum entities can jump from one place to another without traversing the path in between. Quantum theory is discovering that mind and matter are not separate but interconnected. Quantum physics is revealing that the boundary between the inner and outer domains, however conventionally useful, does not ultimately exist. Quantum physics is showing us how we ourselves are moment by moment playing a key role in the creation of our experience.